Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Whispers, I am so excited to be back in our safe zone and to be bringing forth another dynamic discussion because you know I'm always ready to come in here into our Whispers Lounge and to birth new discussions with you guys. But so let me ask you guys something. Are you enjoying the cocktails and the mocktails in our newsletter? I mean, Dustin is showing up for us. I tell you, he is bringing forth the Ocean Spray juice combinations, and they are by far delicious. So I thank you so much. But listen, if you are not subscribed to our newsletter, then you know you're missing out. You're missing everything. And I have to tell you, there's some great things coming down the pipeline in the newsletter that you're not going to want to miss because there's some special announcements. Plus, we're going to give you some updates with regards to our broadcasting and everything. So make sure that you go to the live link that's in the description box, click and subscribe because I'm telling you, it is good. Oh, my goodness. Thank you to the engineers in here for working with me. Last week we had a technical difficulty. I don't know exactly what happened, but you know what? We got through it. We made it. But I'm so grateful that we are here and we are doing the show. So thank you guys so much for getting me on air, getting me back with our Whispers, because you guys know this means everything to me to be in here with you. You know I want you to be part of the discussion, so please make sure that you call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whispers, you know Blog Talk Radio holds us down. They give us that beautiful chat box that you can comment in. You can ask your questions. You can have your girl reiterate something. And you know how I love to monitor a great chat box. So make sure that you're in there and don't be scared, you know, be lively in there. I love it. Little hearts, everything. It makes me really enjoy this. And, you know, I'm today because in our private Zoom room, we have the Clarity Club out of Nova Scotia. It's such a pleasure to have you all in our private Zoom room. You guys look great. I'm so happy to meet you. We're a spirited, lively bunch, so this is really nice. Don't forget, we want you to call in at 516-595-8091. So, you know I like to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or a definition, and this by far is no different. So, let's get into our episode over stop overthinking. Bum, 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 right? So we're going to get the understanding and the meaning of overthinking. It means dwelling on something too much or too long. Okay, let me give it to you again. Overthinking means dwelling on something too much or too long. You know, Whispers, I think all of us have been guilty at one time or another of possibly overthinking things. And I'm not excluded. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not excluded in this because even though I'm a therapist, sometimes we can get caught up in that. But some are more prone to being overthinkers than others. And overthinking can take many forms endlessly. Debilitating thoughts, taking up all of your time, making you run behind, giving you stress and anxiety as well. And when you are making a decision and then questioning that decision over and over and over again. Oh my goodness. See, that's when it's starting to, in that attempt of like reading your mind, trying to predict the future, reading into the smallest of details, or how about this one? Reading between the lines where there are no words or anything in between. Oh, how many times maybe have you been guilty of this? And your mind is like constantly racing. It feels like you're moving at 100 miles per hour or on any and every element of the decision. Like it's almost like every part of the decision has a deciphering or a decision or a pinpointing moment. You start trying to read and trying to go through things. You try to focus on your work and notice you can't even focus on your job because the thoughts are running away with you, and which in turn will really cause you to have stress. And stress is one of the largest killers in people. And stress causes high blood pressure. Stress causes palpitations, which leads into heart conditions. See how overthinking can be such a debilitating process. You know, there is very little benefit in the time that we spend on overthinking. You can't get that time back. And everybody and anybody that you know really is always telling you that time is money. Well, that's a true factor. And especially when you're spending it on something that has no value, that is not bringing you any kind of solution or a point where you can feel like you can decompress. Remember, like I always tell you all when we have our discussions, that are we placing value into the things that we're doing? Or are we really placing that money or that time or that energy into something that will never produce an outcome that is going to be a benefit for us? And see, that's how overthinking is. It never is going to produce a benefit. And someone told me one time, they said, well, you know what? I feel like if I at least spend at least a good hour or two on the matter, maybe that I'll come up with a great idea. Well, if you spend an hour or two on the same thing, guess what? Anything that really needed your attention, anything that you should have been giving your attention to has now gone to the side. And if it's business, you may miss out on an opportunity. That's how dangerous overthinking can be. So, Whispers, do you know there are some common costs of overthinking? So this way I want you to really kind of put it into perspective. Yes, it's very true, and some of these are we're going to go into, and I want you to realize what it is. Because I spoke and I touched on it a little bit at that point when we came into this, speaking about the cost and when we lose out on things. Remember, I spoke on missing out on opportunities. That's a cost. That cost us greatly. And we know that doing research on matters are and can be a good thing. So when we do research and maybe we're trying to be proactive and seeing if it's a good thing that aligns with our core values or aligns with our brand, that is a great thing. But if you think for too long about the decision, you're likely to see opportunities pass you by. See, I know people who have sat so long overthinking opportunities, and when they should have taken action, they never did and totally missed out on opportunities that have been presented. And they spent hours researching, calling back and forth, asking questions that it made the other person feel that they were not ready or they were not really able to make a decision or be real focused or deciding what they're going to do. Let me give you an example. I had a friend who really was looking for a home. And I mean, he had been looking for a little while and finally found this house, and it was beautiful. Came and I looked at it and wanted my opinion, and the house was just beautiful. Everything that they possibly wanted, it like literally checked off, and then it even checked the checks. But because of overthinking the process and constantly, and he came back to the realtor asking questions, and realtor had to go back to the other agent asking questions. And well, when he finally decided to put an offer in on the house, well, lo and behold, it had gone in and someone else had put an offer. So now it became like a bidding war. Well, unfortunately to say, because of his procrastination and the overthinking process that he was in, he ended up paying four times more than he had really planned. And I looked at him and I said, you know, really, you put yourself at such a great disadvantage with this. And you've lost money because you were so overthinking the process. And he says, yeah, you know, I got to really start working on that. And I got to start evaluating things differently. And I was like, exactly. So that's how this can lead into a problem that can move you away from great opportunities. And then the other thing is that you start feeling like you're spinning your wheels. You might realize that you are on that proverbial merry-go-round, the hamster wheel, you'll hear people call it, and you've seen the same thing over and over and over again, and yet you continue to be on this constant loop. It's always like, I always think about that as like that movie Groundhog Day, you know, where people go into these things, they go to bed and they wake up and it comes back and it's the exact same thing that it was the very next day. They can actually almost tell you what's going to happen or what took place or whatever. And lo and behold, it's just like, oh my goodness, here we go again. Well, that's when you have to realize that you have to break free. And overthinking can be a hard habit, though, to break free of. But at some point, we have to be willing to step off that merry-go-round. We have to be willing to say, okay, look, this Groundhog Day is not working for me. I can't do it. And I'm really not that crazy over the outfit that I keep waking up in. Because that's what overthinking is. It's the same outfit that you have to wear day after day after day. Now imagine that. Go get something that you have to put on. Go put on an outfit that is maybe not one of your favorite outfits. And then I want you, every day you wake up for this weekend, that you put that same outfit on and see how it makes you feel. Because, see, that is exactly what overthinking is like, that you are getting up in the same outfit that you're not that crazy over, and it's just not making you feel kind of good, and it's not moving, and it's not pushing the vibe, and it's not helping you to vibrate at a higher decimal. See, overthinking has the same effect. And whispers, overthinking is the habit of thinking too much and or too long about something. But did you know overthinking is also known as analysis paralysis? Yes, it's true. It's called analysis paralysis. Because by thinking too much, you're getting stuck in your thoughts and stopping yourself from taking action. See, overthinking tips the balances into being stuck or powerless and a mind that's closed to positive opportunities. So I think a lot of times when I look at that, I say, you know, we're moving towards that growth mindset. And for us to be able to reach that or to even hit this element in the pinnacle of where we want to be, we can't overthink things that will keep us pigeonholed in the same old habits that get us nowhere and take us further away from the goal. Because if you think about it, with a growth mindset, it's endless possibilities. And see, when I said that, it instantly makes you feel and want to go about moving forward and moving into an element. And I even like the comment in here where they're saying they appreciate this discussion and how it's, you know, so many people think that if this is a cliche or is it some kind of cliche or staying, you know, in touch or whatever. No, it's not a cliche. This is not some kind of fathom that, oh, you're overthinking. Oh, this is not. No, this is real. People are going through this on a daily basis, and they are unfortunately getting stuck and not able to move past and grow. So we got to stop thinking that some things are you know, the buzzwords of the year or of this moment, because that's not the case. You know how I love sharing research with you all, and the you know, I go and I look up all this data, and I do all this research because I love it, and it really makes me excited when I come in here, because I always feel like I want to build you a full discussion and really make sure that we are really moving towards our goal. As I was looking at it and I was doing my research and I was looking at the data, shows that overthinking is prevalent among young, and I mean like young adults, 25 to age 35 years of age, and then it occurs again, middle-aged adults between 45 and 55 years of age. And overthinking tends to be worse among women, and too much thinking can lead to even mental health issues such as depression and anxiety, emotional distress, self-destructive behaviors. See, that's where I see a lot of it. And as a therapist and a counselor, I come in and I work with clients that have unfortunately fell into this practice of being overthinkers, and they don't know how to get out of it. So you can see how this can cause you to have an overload in emotions and stress sensory. And see, that's why I felt like I wanted to come in here and have this discussion with you all. Because see, for us to have that growth mindset, it requires us to be open to different elements. It requires us to look beyond the process of overthinking, because when you're in a growth, you have to be able to kind of expand and open up to new things. But see, when we get caught on that little tree, we never get to see the forest. We never get to see the possibilities of where we can go and what we can do and where it will land us. And that's why this conversation is important. And even when we have pressing things on our minds and we start to overthink on them, and you may feel your heart speed up and some have even experienced headaches, I think sometimes you have to be willing to stop the cycle. Now, at this point, you know, what I'm going to tell you is that you have to go back and listen to our episode on the power of pausing. Because, see, when we don't pause and allow ourselves to stop, we don't show ourselves grace, and we surely are not going to show ourselves self-compassion. And, see, when we're overthinking, that is a process of taking advantage of ourselves. So by far, there's no self-compassion there. By far, we're not showing ourselves the love and the care that we deserve and need. So in turn, it makes us really unbalanced, and it causes us to be on that hamster wheel. So I want you to go back and listen to the power of pausing, because there's elements and master keys in there that you must take away with you to really be able to tap in that power and to be able to stop your mind from racing. And even sometimes people who are trying to do this, they can't even sit and meditate because they can't stop and they can't slow their mind down, and they're constantly thinking and they're going.
you hear how it sounds. But see, when we take the moment to invest in self, see, I had a powerful discussion this week on Clubhouse with regards to self-care and self-sabotage. And see, that's what overthinking is. It's a process of self-sabotaging self. Because think and you start to block the things that are to come to you or how you are to progress forward, you're taking the elements away from yourself. But see, then on top of it, you're overthinking the process of self-care, meaning how you are to nurture one's being, how you are to sit back and allow yourself a moment to show yourself grace, and how that grace will walk you into gratitude, and that gratitude will walk you into self-compassion. Woo! Powerful. You see, we need to get our keychains out right now, because I'm going to give you some master keys. You know, I got to give you some master keys in the discussion, because I feel like if I don't, you won't be able to unlock and lock the corridors and hallways of your heart and mind. And see, when we're battling something like overthinking, we have to be able to lock it into other areas. Ooh, notice the words that I'm using. I told you, sometimes when you hear the discussion, take note of the words that I use, because they leverage a different meaning and they have a different feeling. So with your keychain out, I want to give you some strategies. And these strategies can be applied at any time. So let's get into our first strategy. And the first one's going to probably sound like, okay, so yeah, wait. But, you know, I got you covered. Don't worry. So the first one is this. I need you to get out of your head. Oh, yeah, you heard me. The ladies in the chat box over here said, wait a minute, this one might be harder than it sounds. And I guarantee you, yes, it is. It really is, ladies. Get out of your head. Do you know that this is your number one antidote to overthinking? This is by far your antidote. So if you was literally bitten by a poisonous spider or anything, this would be the antidote to make sure that you don't fall over. So this is the number one thing you must do. And whatever it takes to get out of your head, do it. So it means that if you need to literally start to meditate, or if you need to start doing the tapping the system, like there's tapping that people do. Some people do the humming. I teach my clients a powerful method called the 4-4 method. And matter of fact, some of them, my in the text message just now, they was like, oh yes, please talk about it. The 4 method is so powerful. It helps you to reset. It takes you and it gets you out of your mind. And it allows your mind to reset. It tells the body what it needs. And it's a deep method that I teach. And I've taught this method, and it is my method. And it's shown to, and it's proven that how much it works. And I have definite proof that it works. My clients will tell you, different ones that have gone through this, 4-4 method is deep. And it brings forth a lot of things, but it allows you to stop that process of being in your head. You may need to even exercise that will allow you to focus on your routine and not everything else that's going on in your head. Whatever it is that is causing you, maybe you have a running dialogue that's going constantly. And remember, we had that discussion on how the inner noise and outer noise can be so loud and how we have to quiet it. See, these are elements. These are your keys. These are your keys that I gave you on your key ring. So if you notice that you're struggling with it, you go back and you unlock the door and let that process come back through. You go listen to it and you reestablish those keys and get them working for you. See, don't have master keys, but don't allow them to work. Because then you just have master keys for what reason? You have master keys that are sitting there doing what for you? Nothing. Let's move into the next one. Your next thing is this. You're going to come to your senses. I know this sounds odd, but becoming aware of your senses is a great way to be more aware. So you have to find ways to attune or come in attune with senses. And with maybe like things that you want to read will stimulate it. Look at or even listen to your favorite music or find it easy if they are doing like the aromatherapy. Aromatherapy is really great for this too. And I tell clients that when we come to our senses or when we're doing this, and it's funny because I even have my clients like they have to pick out their music that they're going to start their day with. It's their scene that they start their day with. And then I have them go through a process that when the day is heavy and stressful, what is the music or the theme of the music that is going to cause you to relax and start to slow down your heart rate so you can center yourself? See, a lot of times I do things with music because music speaks in such volumes that it has such different pitches and flows and what it brings in. And because I study music and I'm really, really aware of how it is, even if you listen to music that has a tranquil sound, but it also brings in like a little of the percussion to make it sound like almost like thunder, it allows your mind to start to go into the relaxation mode because of the slow rumble that it has. And it causes the heart to actually have a small flutter that will allow it to slow down. Isn't that powerful? So imagine if you put that into practice, you did your aromatherapy, it would cause your mind to slow down and you would be able to pivot, not a cliche, but a power. Pivot and focus on the necessary elements that need to be taken care of instead of overthinking the process. Your third master key is this. I want you to be mindful. Oh, yes, you know it was coming. I know. No, the ladies in the chat box said, oh, I knew you were going to say it eventually, or maybe it wasn't. We just thought it was going to be that. Exactly, ladies. Yes. Mindfulness. See, you know we always speak on this quality. And you know I always tap on it in a deeper way. And I always tell you that mindfulness helps us to reframe our thoughts. Our thoughts rather than the facts. It helps us slow down our thinking and let thoughts pass through our mind, much like the clouds. You know, the clouds are out and they blow through the sky and you don't even really realize that they're moving. And then if you lay on the ground, you kind of feel like, oh, when you're looking up at the, you're like, wait a minute, am I moving? And you know it's the clouds. So when we do this process, it allows us to feel that way. See, Whisperer's mindfulness can also help us to be more present in what's happening now rather than projecting or overthinking of what the possibility of what is going to happen, where it's going, how is it going to go. See? But see, when we have that mindfulness, It slows down things and allows us to pinpoint the exacts. Oh, I love it. I love things like this. I love discussions like this because I feel that they're powerful and that they resonate deeply. And they really vibrate at a very high. And some may even say, like, they have to come back and listen to it. That's great. Come back and listen to it. Because I tell you, I deposit gems. I never drop anything in any room that I'm in. And even on my stages on Clubhouse, I say that we are depositing. Because, see, when we deposit things, it means that it has great value. But when we drop things, it doesn't have value. If it breaks, it breaks. It's no, never mind. But when we deposit and place things in, it has value because we don't want it to shatter. We want it to really be able to be seen, observed, and appreciated in the authentic way that it's coming through. So that's why I say I deposit in here what we want and what we need because I want to place value in our space. And that's what's so important. See, it allows us to be so focused on what to be in that moment that it doesn't allow us to just kind of keep wandering freely and lost and forget that we have a GPS that's taking us somewhere. And then lo and behold, you look up and you're like, well, where in the world am I? Because you never listened to the GPS. The GPS told you 12 miles back that you should have made a U-turn and come back. But see, that's what overthinking's like. I just think, like, there's some highlights in everything, to everything we do. And I always speak on how powerful it is when we are present and in the moment. And I always think of it like we're taking little mini snapshots of the seconds that we're in. And it allows us to, like, replay the highlights or replay the moments that we need to kind of focus towards. I love it. So let me give you your fourth master key. This one here is very important to me. It's journaling. Wait, what did I say? Oh, I said journaling. Yeah, I did. See, why I say this is because instead of you keeping your thoughts in your head, and they're like running around and just bouncing all over the place, sometimes you should write that down in a journal. Wait, so let me tell you something that is even more fun and can be even better for you to reflect on. So, because some people tell me that they have a hard time journaling. They don't like to journal, and it just seems like, you know, they start trying to journal, and it goes off to nothing, and they start doodling and everything else. So I have a great suggestion, and I've tried it with a client that literally told me that just cannot journal. It's like I've purchased so many books, and I'm sorry, it just doesn't work. So I said, let's do this. Let's make yourself a thought jar. Maybe that's what you have to do, is make yourself a thought jar. And I want you to be creative with it, not just buy you, just go get a jar and just throw paper. No, I want you to be creative with it. Even if you want to paint it or do something that makes it creative or buy something that is going to be your thought jar, that is going to be uniquely you. Where you can place them, your thoughts, like in this jar and build upon it. And at the end of the week, you get to pull one thought out of the jar and see how you've achieved whatever it is you wrote about or whatever it was that you was in that process of overthinking about, that you may see how you have handled it and really kind of brought it to fruition in a different way because it wasn't being over processed. And my client really has enjoyed this, and it's really helped them to get clarity and to even move them that now they use the thought jar even on major projects that they're working on to develop certain things that are getting stuck or maybe just kind of not clear. They put the thought process and they put that into that thought jar, and at the end of the week, pull out, and lo and behold, it's something that has come to become clear to them, and they're able to focus and have a solution to it that moves them forward. So if you can't journal, try this. Give yourself a different outlet. Don't be afraid to try new things that can change and pivot the trajectory of where you're headed, which is to the dead end. If you keep overthinking and overthinking the processes of your life. See, I love coming up with new ideas and coming into ways that I can help my clients birth new habits that will pivot and change. See, that's why I developed the newsletter Shifting Mindsets, and the e-journal is just powerful. Every month we come out and it's something new. It's something more telling about it. Because I want to be able to help you to pivot and look at things in a different way, to broaden your mindset and not to be so closed-fisted with things. Because see, that's what's necessary for us to grow, for us to make the pivots and the changes and to develop and to grow and to step into new things. What's your new goal after you've reached your, you know, growth mindset and you're really stepping into that? Where are you headed from there? Where do you want to go? What trajectory do you see for yourself? See, that's how I want you to be thinking. See, not overthinking the process and overthinking of like, well, I got this, I got to do it, I got to do. No. We're not going to do that. So think about starting your thought jar. And let me know how it goes. Because, you know, I'm always ready to lean in with you all. I love getting in touch and touching base with you whisperers and talking with you all, engaging. I love it. Because I don't come in here just to talk to myself. I don't come in here and share all this information or just keep it to myself. I want to encourage and uplift you all. I thoroughly enjoy it. And your last master key that I'm going to give you is this. Sometimes we are stuck and we can't get past overthinking. And if overthinking is ruining your life and it's spiraling out of control, it's alienating you from your family, your friends, your associates, the dreams that you have, everything that you would like to accomplish, the desires that you think you would like to accomplish, or the birthing of new elements in your life. It's causing you to be depressed. It's causing you to have anxiety. It's giving you sleepless nights. You have to be willing to get yourself some help. And I mean, sometimes we need support. And support looks like really tapping in and allowing a therapist to work with you. They're able to put certain elements and keys in places that you can't. And they can put instruments into your life that will help you to slow that mind down and to really be able to focus you to the point of where you need to go. That it gives you clarity. And it's able to quiet that inner noise that is driving you and worrying you to death. I always tell you all that I have a link in every single description box in our episodes. And my calendar is there and you can get on it. Or if you're in a different area, reach out to a therapist. Talk to your primary care physician. tell them that you need to speak with someone. Reach out to someone that is trusted, that you feel that will aid you or be a support to you. Be embarrassed about it. Because sometimes we need that aided and additional help to help us to get over certain humps. And there's no harm and no foul. See, Whisperers, when we want to change habits, it takes time. And see, we need to show ourselves grace, like I said before. And we are working on implementing new habits. Guess what? It takes literally 264 days for it to take root and for us to be able to implement the needed changes. 264 days for something to become a new habit. See, it doesn't happen overnight. So you can stop kicking yourself. You can stop being like, oh, but you can continue to work towards it until you get the mastery of it. See, nothing happens overnight, especially when we work in and it's something for that's good. Just like we have to change habits or have a healthy habit, or maybe some of you had addiction to sugar and you decided, you know what, I got to let go of the sugar habit. But you know how long it took you to be able to detox your body and get yourself off of sugar and not having the headaches, not having the withdrawal and everything else. It took time. It took patience. It took diligence and effort. It's the same thing, Whispers. It's the same thing when we are working on our mindset and we are working on overthinking and getting that removed. It takes time. But it also requires that we are working on it, at it, but on it. It's necessary. You know, Whisperers, I love, 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 love when we get to come in here and build on our mindset, have our brilliant conversations like this. You guys been so great in the chat box and in the Zoom room. It's been so good, and I just so appreciate you all. And you show up in such great way. So that's why I'm so excited that you're taking the journey and you're looking at the different elements. And even if you want me to discuss certain things that you're struggling with, turn it into an episode, email it to me. I tell you all the time, I'm available to you all. You all email us all the time and it's great. And I read the emails. I read your emails. So you can email me at info@whisperinabottlepodcast.com. Again, the email is info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. So, you know, we are on our trajectory towards leveling up our mindset to reach where we want to be in our growth mindset. We are no longer going to overthink the process. No, we're not. We are going to enjoy the ride to our greatness. So this way we can walk in it with grace. This way we can have the ability to keep leveling up and changing things as it comes along. You know, Whisperers, thank you so much. I look forward to us building on our relationship outside of the radio. And like I said, make sure that you are subscribed to the newsletter because there are some real big announcements coming. I can't stress that enough to you all because trust me, there are. And some things I'm going to be birthing that I think many of you ladies are going to want to be a part of. And fellas,
I got something for you too. Don't think that I ever forget about you all, because Tuesday on my show on the Roundtable of Intention, I leaned all the way in on our whisperers and our male whisperers at that. And I want you all to know that if you missed that discussion, you can go and listen to the replay, and it's on Are You Missing the Signs of Depression? June is Men's National Health Month, not National Mental Illness. It's Men's National Health Month. So I'm going to be dedicating some of my time and effort definitely towards you fellas, because I feel like the voice needs to be heard, things that need to be said. So there's going to be some great things coming, and we are on the 10th of June already, and we already had our first discussion on Tuesday, which was pretty dynamic. So I thank you all for showing up for that. That discourse was great. I really enjoyed it. Don't forget that you can even connect with me on social media. As I said, I am on Instagram. I'm at whispersinabottle_podcast, or you can follow my company, LaPaz, and that's LaPaz Imaging. That's LaPazImaging, LaPaz Imaging. Of course, make sure that you are following and subscribe to the Facebook group at Whisper in a Bottle. That's on Facebook. And then, of course, we're on Twitter, which is capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And then, of course, you know you must be a part of our dynamic community, the Whisperers Exchange, our newsletter, because let me tell you something, the Whisperers show up in the newsletter. They are just killing it in there. You just don't know. And if you want to be a part of it, you got to subscribe so you can know what I'm talking about. And again, we thank Ocean Spray for the delicious juice combinations. And I look forward to being back in our safe zone again next week with another dynamic discussion. And just thank you all for always being patient and just helping me to birth such beautiful conversations in here. So listen, you are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia LeRae, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh, and fellas, don't forget that, like I said, I want you guys to make sure that you are following us on Instagram as well as in the newsletter, because guess what? I almost forgot to tell you all. There is something special that's going to be inside the newsletter for you as well on the Instagram page that only you can get if you're following us. So please make sure that you're doing that. And look, have a great weekend. Everyone be safe. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and don't forget to check on your loved ones. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and I look forward to us getting back together next week. All right, bye-bye.